In this bulletin, the number of hotel quarantine arrivals reduced in Victoria. Residents in the state begin their first day of a five-day lockdown as the Holiday Inn outbreak expands. And in sport, injury interferes with Novak Djokovic's hopes of defending his Australian Open title. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria has suspended international flights for the next 5 days as the state experiences its third lockdown. Victoria had been set to increase the weekly cap for overseas arrivals from 1,210 to 1,310. Premier Daniel Andrews says Prime Minister Scott Morrison has agreed to the reduction in hotel quarantine arrivals.
There'll be five more flights arrive between now and the end midnight. And we think there's about 100 passengers on those. They'll be appropriately taken care of, but there's no further flights beyond those five until at the earliest next Thursday.
The outbreak of the UK variant of COVID-19 at Melbourne Airport's Holiday Inn has now expanded to 14 people after a new case was reported. Test results are expected over the next 2 days for 996 people who are now in isolation after being identified as close contacts. All states and territories except for New South Wales have now implemented tough border controls on those coming in from Victoria. Residents and businesses in Victoria are adapting to the first day of the five-day lockdown. Stay-at-home orders apply, with other restrictions including compulsory masks in all settings outside the home, a 5 kilometre radius ban on movement, and a ban on all private gatherings. These residents in Melbourne say they believe the measures are necessary.
People in hospitality take a massive hit because they're losing out money, especially with Valentine's weekend this weekend as well. I think this new strain is a little bit more infectious and it spreads a lot quicker. So yeah, hopefully it's going to benefit us. 5 days is better than 3 months, I guess, like the last time.
I think it's a necessary evil. It has happened in other states already. I was in Queensland when we got in through those 3 days of lockdown. And we know that that kind of things can happen and they work.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the federal government is providing assistance to Victoria.
We're assisting, if necessary, with contact tracing. We have a team here ready to go and we're checking on the need for that with our Victorian colleagues every day. So we're all in this together and so far, very good news, there are no positive cases anywhere in the community outside of the Melbourne area.
Starting dates for the federal government's previously announced visa travel concessions have been revealed. Those applying for partner or parent visas will not have to leave Australia to have their visas granted. The change for partner visa applicants begins on February the 27th. Meanwhile, the change for parent visa applicants is set to start on March 24th. The Centre for Cultural Diversity and Ageing has launched a multilingual hotline for older Australians from diverse backgrounds to access COVID-19 health advice. It aims to keep elderly people who speak a language other than English informed on the changing border rules and the growing number of exposure sites. The project offers 6 1-800 phone lines covering 6 languages: Greek, Arabic, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Cantonese, and Italian. Centre for Cultural Diversity and Ageing Manager Lisa Trebuzio says even 12 months on from the pandemic, there are still language and information access barriers in Australia.
Designed in response to growing concerns that older people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds are missing out on vital information about COVID-19 and aged care related services. Older people have said that they prefer the good old-fashioned phone as a way of getting information, given that there's a digital divide, in that they have language barriers. Not everyone can access technology.
And in sport, Australian Open tournament director Craig Tiley has played down fears that injured defending champion Novak Djokovic could pull out of the Australian Open. Djokovic says he's not sure if he'll be able to play in Sunday's fourth round match with Milos Raonic after an abdominal muscle tear meant he had to take a high dose of anti-inflammatories to get through a grueling 5-set match against Taylor Fritz. Tali told Fox Sports he's hopeful Djokovic will be resuming his hunt for an unprecedented ninth Australian Open title.
You will see him. He's resilient. He's tough. He'll wake up today and he'll figure out what it is and he'll go and get the appropriate treatment. And, you know, his health's going to be important and we'll make a decision later on today on when he plays tomorrow.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy 22. Hobart, mostly sunny 23. Canberra, partly cloudy 25. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 22. Sydney, partly cloudy 25. Much the same for Newcastle, also 25. Brisbane, showers 27. Cairns, partly cloudy 32. And Darwin, showers, possible storm 31. This is SBS News.